Okay, everybody ready? Okay, we'll begin our class as we always do by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们还是像一平常的方式，我们在课的开始要向天父认罪。
And this is to ensure that we are cleansed of our sins, in which case the Holy Spirit can then fill our soul.
这是因为我们，当我们能够像把我们所有的罪状都声明出来之后呢，圣灵就可以帮我们整个的魂可以安，让它清洁。
This is actually according to a command by God. We're commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这其实呢是神给我们的一个命令，就是我们要让我们的圣灵充满。
That's in Ephesians 5:18.
以弗所书第四章十八节。
Okay, and there's only one way you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that is by having a holy soul. In other words, your soul is cleansed of all your sins.
要能够怎么样圣灵充满的唯一方法就是我们必须在我们的魂里面是神圣的，是清洁的，是洁净的，是无罪的。
And the only way you can have a holy or like a clean soul is by naming your sins.
所以要有那么洁净的圣洁的一个魂是我们必须要先除罪，能够让我们跟天父把认罪，就可以将这个罪解除。
Okay, so we'll do that now.
那我们开始。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this opportunity to study your word.
感谢天父让我们有这个机会来研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the spiritual power which does come from the Holy Spirit in order that we can comprehend these things.
也感谢呢圣灵给我们的这样的一个超自然的能力，让我们能够学习所有的东西。
We also pray that we have the mental and the physical strength to stay focused on the lesson.
也要祈求神给我们从心理跟生理的这种能量，让我们能够非常专注的在所有的学习中。
In order that we can make the most of the time that we're spending here.
而且希望在整个的我们的学习的过程中都保持这种状态。
So we give thanks in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
See, even having the door closed and cutting out the outside sounds, that does add to our concentration, I would hope.
我们关上门也把外面的杂音都去除了，也可以让我们更专注。
But actually, as we'll see today, as part of the lesson, it takes practice and training to be able to focus properly on something.
听再特别讲，就是说要能够专注，其实是一种训练。
Yeah, as a small child, children have the ability to focus on something for maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
对于很小的孩子啊，他可能一开始只能够三四分钟的专注力。
And as you get older and you come through school, usually you can maybe concentrate from, in high school, for example, they might have lessons between 45 minutes and an hour.
那对于高中生说不定就已经有能力可以在45分钟到一个小时的这个课堂中的专注力。
And I think usually, even at university, I guess the maximum time that they'll have you spend in a lecture before you have breaks is maybe 60 minutes, usually. Is that about right?
But actually, some of the teacher likes to have 2 continuous class without any
Without any break?
No break.
So they might go for 2 hours, you
yeah.
know? Okay, right. But by the time you get to university, you know, you should be able to do that.
所以因为有些大学他还有可能就是那个教授两堂课连着上中间不给休息也有啊，所以但是对于大学生来讲这样的专注力是有可能已经练习到有这样的专注力了。
These days of course though that people's concentration has probably been affected quite a lot by the internet and by games and things like this as well, which really does affect people's concentration.
但现在这个时代呢，很多人因为他经常在这个网络上面啊，对，有一些网络的习惯或者是一些游戏的习惯，好，说不定也会影响到他们的这些专注力的时间。
And after hearing something academic for about 5 or 10 minutes, they're starting to think, oh, I should be playing online games with my friends because I'm losing points or something.
所以有些人会觉得在上这样子的圣经课，说不定十分钟、十五分钟之后就有点觉得好像无法专注了，他好像情愿出去玩。
or I need to check my phone for any messages that might have come through in the last 10 minutes.
而且呢，大概很多人十分钟就会觉得必须要看一下他自己手机上有没有任何的新的讯息。
As part of being a good witness in the angelic appeal trial, eventually you need to be totally focused, very disciplined in your thinking.
而在这个天使的征战中，我们如果要做一个很好的一个见证人的话，我们其实是需要练习有非常强大的专注力。
Okay, and we're going to get to that actually later on today. It's part of our passage that we're learning about.
晚一点我们会讲到一个经句是有关这个的。
Now what we'll do, we're going to get on to Genesis 6:12 very shortly, so we'll just go through Genesis 6:11, we'll just read through it, and then we'll go straight into verse 12 from then.
好，我们现在从创世纪六章十一节再复习一下之后，我们就要进入十二章。
Okay.
六章十二节。
You're thinking, well, why are we doing Genesis 6:11 again?It says repetition, just, yes, and this is just very quickly so that we get the context for the next verse, really.
好，我们现在先复习一下六章十一节。
Okay, and the earth had corrupted itself before God, and the earth was filled with unrighteousness.
好，所以呢，这地球呢是在神的面前呢充满了他自己的败坏哈，而且呢，这个地球是充满了这个不正确的行径。
Okay, now we'll skip over all of this. We'll have to come back to a couple of these charts very shortly. Okay, in Genesis 6:12 it says, And God looked upon the earth.
创世纪六章十二节说，而且呢，神呢，他看着地球。
And actually that's repetition in itself, because we know already from the previous verse. You see, God has told us already in the previous verse that these things are happening before God, and so we know God is seeing these things.
这也是一个算是一个重复前一句的概念，因为在前一句 六章十一节就讲说所有的事情都在神的面前发生，那么所以当然神就等于是看着这个地球了。
Okay, and here this again is the anthropomorphism. Remember anthropomorphism, you know, God is looking upon the earth, but he doesn't actually have eyes, but in human terms we can understand, he's viewing what's happening.
所以这也是一种拟人化的说法，因为我们知道神是不需要眼睛就可以看的，所以他说用看这件事其实是一种拟人化的一种比喻。
And behold, it was corrupted. Behold, now behold just means look. In Hebrew it's vehenei. The word just means look, or look at this.
然后他说，哦，你看，这个是败坏了。
But you say that, behold, like if you're going to make a statement about something, you might say, look here, to get people's attention.
这个是就看，就好像是有一点是希望赢得大家的注意。Yeah, 有点像说，哎，注意。
Jesus uses that a lot as well when he was speaking.
那耶稣基督本身呢，他在很多时候跟这个他的信众在谈话的时候，他是会讲，会用这句话说，哎，看，注意。Yeah.
Okay. And behold, it was corrupted. Now we had this word shakat, which we have looked at already in the previous verse.
好，然后呢，这边所谓败坏，我们在前面已经讲了很多次，它是它的意思。
For all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth.
然后所有的肉体都已经败坏了。
Well, yeah, you could
say
it corrupted its way. So the flesh...had corrupted. See, now the flesh is the subject. We have to look at this. And the flesh relates to the Nephilim and the humans. And they had corrupted the way that they were going upon the earth. See, flesh is the subject, corrupt is the verb, and the way is the object. So the way is being corrupted by the flesh.
What is the way here?
Well, that's what I have to explain. But, you know, you can just translate it as the path.
I can't translate it.
Okay,
the
path. The path.
好。因为呢，所有的肉体呢，这个肉体在这边是就是它的主词呢，也败坏了它的道路。
Upon the earth，
在地球上的道路。
Yeah, okay. So yeah, we do have to go back and slowly look at it. For the first thing I want to take you back to here is this. This is the Hebrew. Okay. Now remember, we had this when we were looking at the word shakat in verse 6:11.This is verse 11 here, but I just want to point out, yeah, this is the verb shakat, which means corrupt. We have it 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
好，我们之前也讲过哈，就是败坏这个字在六章十一节里面出现了四次。
These whole 2 or 3 verses, it's all about corruption. We're talking about corruption.
所以这十一章六章十一节到十二节这边都在谈的是败坏。
And we see that in verse 11, if you remember here. See, it says the earth had corrupted itself, and the earth being the things upon the earth, meaning the humans and the Nephilim. So in this verse, it's referring to them as things upon the earth. That's the people. And when I say people here, I mean humans and Nephilim.
好，这边的六章十一节讲到的第三个字 ，and the earth， 这个 earth 就是地球，它讲的当然谈的是在地球上生活的人们。那这个人们呢，就是人跟拿弗林。
Yeah, and here that corrupted itself, and this we related to the thinking, remember?
而这个时候讲的这个败坏，哈，是指的这些人。这些生活在地球上人他们的思维的败坏。
And when you get down to verse 12, we're going to see that now we're talking about the flesh, and it's putting the, now the, say like an analogy, I guess, the comparison, is that the flesh, and again, this is going to relate to the people, they're corrupting its way, they're way upon the earth.
所以第十一节谈的败坏是指他们人的思维性的败坏。那第十二节在这边很明白的去讲的是肉体的败坏。
Okay, so you see here that when God looked upon the earth was corrupted. So that takes you back to verse 11. And he's not talking about the physical elements. He's not talking about the trees and the birds and the animals. Of course, we're talking about the people.
就是第十二节所讲的这边的地球。神看着这个地球，这个地球讲的呢，其实也在重点，也是在这些生活在地球上的人。
And then the subject goes from being the earth itself, which is talking about the people, and now he puts it into the case of the flesh, and now he's going to be talking about their physical genes.
好，所以他从这一整句呢，是从讲地球上的人们，然后再把这个主词换成在谈的是什么呢？是这些人的肉体。那这些肉体其实呢，就等于是在谈的是我所有人类的基因。
See, in verse 11, it's the souls that are being corrupted. But in verse 12, because of the corrupt souls, we see that these people are corrupting the genetic line in verse 12.
所以六章十一节谈的是他们的思维性，他们的那个魂的败坏，而十二节呢，谈的是他的就是所有的遗传好上面的败坏。
And in verse 12, see, the first use of shakat for corrupt is in the passive. And then in the second place, the flesh is in the active. It's in the active voice. See, in the first one, the earth was corrupted. Okay. First, they are being corrupted, and then they are going to corrupt.
还有一个有趣的事情，就是他从十一节呢，谈的是个魂的败坏，是用被败坏，是一种被动式。而在十二节呢，是肉体的败坏，他用的是主动式的那个败坏，主动句。好，那从这个英文的这个词态里面，可以很清楚的看出来。
When you look at ideology in the world, and we could take the religious people in the time of Jesus, at first they're being corrupted.As little children and growing up, their souls have been corrupted. And then as they get older, now they're the ones that are corrupting other people. So at first the corruption is passive, you are being corrupted. And then as you grow up and you have an influence on society, you are corrupting somebody else.
有一个概念就是呢，当这些当我们是孩子的时候，如果我们被这个思维，就是魂被污染了，是被污染的。被败坏的，但是如果长大了，那你把你的思维再去传递给别人的时候，你就是败坏别人的思维，那你就是变主动的。
So just to make it really clear, because we need to understand this properly, in the passive voice, see this is what's happening first. You have the subject being acted upon. So let's say you know this guy called Jim, okay, and Jim was.Actually, we had an interesting word today, propaganda. Okay, see, propaganda is false thinking. We talk about satanic propaganda, people being deceived. So we can say he was...
Propaganda, I never seen propaganda to be...
A verb?
The passive.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you for the first time.
Okay,
so Jim was deceived. We can say he was deceived.
Deceived, yes.
Jim was deceived by...propaganda. Propaganda. Okay, that looks right. Okay. So usually we can say Jim was deceived by propaganda. For example, he'd been taught from a young age, if you're a good boy and you help the old ladies across the street, you go to heaven. That's satanic propaganda.
好，这边呢，有个范例的句子在谈的是这个所谓被动式。那这个 Jim 呢，他被欺骗了 ，by 就是被什么欺骗呢 ？Propaganda 就是那种，应该是说，我不知道中文要怎么讲。Propaganda 是有点像是宣传，但是是那种错误的宣传。
Now propaganda here is a noun, and the verb there is deceived.And we put it into the passive. See, was, he was deceived. This, usually that it's a past tense marker, but it makes it passive. I was beaten. I was hit. I was taught. I was taught how to say propaganda.
反正现在这个 propaganda 是可以当作名词，也可以当作动词。所以他第二个范例句就是 Jim 被推销了。刚刚找翻译也就是只有宣传，但是这个宣传在很多中国人弄不清这个宣传是负面的字，它有宣传有用到 propaganda 就是负面性的。
And here we change the noun to a verb, and it's in the passive tense. Jim was propagandized. Full stop.
哦，所以他的那个 propaganda 的那个动词是 propagandize，然后再加上 d 就是。Propagandized 就是变成了被动式。
Okay. Now, usually if you have the passive tense like this, it avoids the use of the subject, meaning the one doing the action. See, here I could just say, Jim was deceived, okay, or Jim was propagandized.
就是这种被动句的用法，有的时候你可以省略谁是真正在做的那个主动者。
But I think you understand that here is passive tense. Okay. So Jim was deceived, and that's the passive voice. And in the passage that we have, we say that the earth was corrupted. That's passive.
对，所以我们刚刚前面讲说这个被动句的话，这个地球是被败坏了，所以它是一个被动的状态。
Okay. Now if you change it into active voice.
那如果要用主动式呢？
Let's say Jim now, he's been deceived all of his life into thinking that religion is good. And now he's grown up and now he's teaching his children.
所以呢比如说这个 Jim 这个人他小时候是在成长的过程中都被教了一些什么样的事情然后等到他长大了他就教了其他人。所以第一前面他小时候是被教然后他长大了以后就教就是从被动式变主动式。
Let's say he's teaching his children how to get to heaven, and he's teaching them religion. Well, now Jim is deceiving his children.
所以变成 Jim 呢，就他小时候被教说怎么样可以上天堂，结果呢是一种错误的教法。然后他后来长大了，他教给其他的小孩，他自己的小孩，他就在欺骗他的小孩怎么样可以上天堂。
Okay, and that's the concept I want you to see coming out of Genesis 6, 11 and 12. The people are corrupted first in their souls, and then they corrupt their path.
所以这边呢 ,11 节跟12节的差别就是11节他们呢他们的魂被败坏了。然后但是12节呢就变成是他们去败坏了他们的肉体去败坏未来的道路。The path, the way is like The way to what?
Oh, okay, well, that's what we have to talk about. Really, we're talking about the way of the flesh is the proper way from Adam down to Jesus Christ. Humans, the human line. That's the way we're talking about here.
所以现在在讲说的这个道路啊，其实是一个路径。那这个路径呢，其实是讲的是从亚当一直到耶稣基督的这整个遗传性的路径。所以是人类的肉体的基因就是它是败坏了把这整条路给败坏因为它不是用被动哦它是说因为我们人去败坏了这个路径。
Okay, and that's what the whole crux of this thing is about, because we're talking about humanity needing salvation, and the salvation is only in Jesus Christ.
因为我们都知道我们只有在的救恩只有经由耶稣基督才能够完成。那如果耶稣基督这一条基因被败坏了，那就没有未来的救恩了。
But I want to go into this a little bit deeper. So what we're going to look at is this word Derek, this the path, that's the way or the path.
这个 Derek 这个字，哇 ，is somebody's name is
Derek, Yeah, actually, people are called Derek.
A lot of people call Derek.
Yeah.
好 ，Derek 这个字其实是希伯来文，它就是所谓的路径的意思。
So I'll give you some examples of how the word Derek is used as a very common word all the way through the Bible, you know, because we have many ways that it's being used.
In the Old Testament
and the New Testament, it comes out, the Greek word is holdos, but we talk about the way of doing things.
好，我们要先了解哈，这个 Derek 这个字啊，就是希伯来文的路径。那这个字呢，它其实在整个路径这个字呢，从旧约和新约都使用的非常非常的多。
Okay, for example, in Psalms 23:3, we talk about this word paths of righteousness.
诗篇23章第三节，他有讲到说这个公义的路径。
Actually, I'll bring this up because Psalms 23 is a beautiful psalm, and it's one that we should all be familiar with.
这个诗篇23节大家都非常熟悉啊。
You might be familiar with it yourself. We'll just go through it quickly because it is a nice psalm.In Psalms 23:1, it starts off, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
诗篇23节说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Are you familiar with this?
Sure.
Okay. And then in the next verse, it says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside the still waters.
他带我到丰茂的草原，领我在可复苏的水边。
Water often, usually, refers to the Word of God.
我们要了解就是水呢其实是代表的是上帝。
Okay, but this is also representing peace, like the peace in the soul, the relaxed mental attitude that comes from knowing His Word.
然后那个水呢有时候也会把它比喻成一个我们心灵的平静。
In Psalms 23:3, He restores my soul, He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
他使我的力量更新，为自己的名声引导我走当行的路。
Through your relationship with knowing God, you have peace in your soul, and your soul is being restored to think like God thinks. In Romans 12, actually, we have this word, the renovation of the soul.Getting rid of all of the old ideas of the cosmic system and...
在罗马书12章里面有提到就是说我们的整个的魂要被更新好让我们能够把那些旧的东西应该是说新的要进来让旧的可以那些错误的思维都要被移除。
And he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
然后他呢引导我走正义的道路。
Okay, so I'll go back to the slideshow here, which is, this one here. Now, these paths of righteousness actually relates to your thinking.
所以呢，这所谓这个正义的道路、公义的路径，哈，它其实是有关我们的思维。
God has his path of righteousness. He has the way you want to go, and that way relates to the way that you think. So you know, God has his thinking, which is in righteousness, and he gives you the commands, he gives you the mandates, and says, this is the way I want you to walk.
因为上帝有给我们一个该有的一个公义的思维的路径。所以这个所谓的公义的路径，它其实就是怎么样去思考。我们要学习神他的思维的模式，思维的方式，那就是按照他的思维的路径。
I'll give you the definition of the word here. Sorry. So this is a word we're looking at, Derek, here. The obvious use is it's a road or like a path as trodden, which means you're walking on this path.
好，所以这个 Derek 这个字也就是路径，也就是路，基本上就是你可以行走的路。
And then I've underlined it here, which says figuratively. Now, figuratively means something that it's like you can speak about it or you can talk about it, but it's not like a concrete...object. That's not something you can really see. So when you talk about something being figurative or figurative speech, it's talking about concepts. You know the difference between like figurative and concrete nouns? It's like the opposite of a concrete noun, I guess.
所以 figurative 这个字就是说比喻性的。
We talk about a course of life or a mode of action.
所以比喻性的是把生命的内涵或者是行为的状态。
In our example, we're talking about a way of thinking.
其实这就是在讲怎么样思维、思想。
The way of righteousness that we just see in Psalms 23:3. We had a study a while back from our pastor Joe Griffin, and he relates these wagon tracks, like when you're pulling a cart through a way, and he relates that to our thinking, which I'll explain.
有一位Joe Griffin 哈，你的一个pastor.
He's a pastor from RB Theme Junior.
好，他也是那个上校牧师，他系统中的一位牧师。他有一个比喻，就是看这照片上面的这个路啊。有那种马车行进的路。
Okay, I'll explain that after the break. We're sort of running out of time. So what I'll do, we'll stop for a 10-minute break.
好，我们休息十分钟后再回来。
Okay.